Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome on in, Sports Radio 94 WIP. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Get you aboard on this Friday. It is a tri-day. We'll get to that. Obviously, a huge weekend coming up here. Sixers, Knicks, game one tomorrow night up at Madison Square Garden. Phillies open a series tonight against the White Sox. And, of course, we got NFL draft coming up just in less than a week. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, happy 420. Pace yourself. That's it. Just pace yourself.
You know, that works for any day, but certainly.
Yeah, this weekend.
Just pace yourself.
There's a lot going on this weekend in the city.
I agree. You know what? There's a lot going on right here. There's a lot going on up in my mind today because I've got an idea. Once in a while, I have an idea, and I throw it at you. And sometimes you say, Joe, you're crazy. Sometimes you're with me. Well, I don't know where you're going to be today. We'll find out. But so yesterday, I'm listening to WIP, and I'm scrolling through, on my phone, and I'm seeing afternoons talking about this A.J. Brown stuff. The latest post on Instagram, and apparently made Tom Brady's profile picture. I'm like, ah, that's kind of weird. All right, whatever. You know, he does silly things. Okay, whatever. Tom Brady's greatest quarterback ever. And then I saw that he followed KJ Osborne and Jacoby Brissett up in New England on Instagram. Yeah, the quarterback of the Patriots. All right, whatever. Players know each other. I'm not going to make it too much of a deal of it. Then A.J. Brown's like, everybody calm down. I grew up a Pats fan. I love Tom Brady. I'm like, all right, that's fine. Whatever. And then I let it out of my head. But then I heard this last night. Albert Breer up on NBC in New England. Here's what he said about A.J. Brown, the Patriots, and the Eagles.
I did have to run this up the flagpole with a few different people. Philadelphia has gotten inquiries on A.J. Brown, and they have shut them all down and told other teams that he is not available.
This is the kind of thing we react to. This is just covering the NFL in 2024. Oftentimes, the social media stuff does lead to stuff. So it's something that we always have to pay attention to. I would say the Patriots are interested in receiver help. And I think they would be open to trading for a veteran receiver.
And if, Bert, what you're saying is true, that teams have inquired about A.J. Brown, I would hope the Patriots are one of those teams.
They are.
They should be. They are one of those teams.
Yeah, they've inquired.
Look what I just did.
Look, yeah. Wow.
I just pulled that out of Bert Breer. There it is. Breaking news on the show right now. The Patriots inquired about A.J. Brown. This is what they should be doing. They should be calling teams.
I'm telling you, they are interested in receivers.
All right, let's play a little game of connect the dots here, okay? So we have this yesterday. We have A.J. Brown post this up at the Patriots. He says it's just a coincidence he was watching a documentary. Okay, we have the Patriots reportedly they're calling the Eagles wondering, hey, is A.J. Brown available? I heard this morning Rhea and the crew were talking about how A.J. Brown was a Pats fan growing up. And he wanted to be drafted by the Pats.
I think he was, yeah.
Yeah, he posted that, but he wanted to be drafted there. He was emotional when they didn't draft him. Well, I've got an idea to help everybody out here, okay? You ready for this?
Yes.
I would trade A.J. Brown to the Patriots if they offer the third pick in the draft. I'm not looking to dump A.J. Brown. I like A.J. Brown. He's a tremendous receiver. If the Patriots really want him and they offer the number three overall pick in the draft on Thursday, I would trade A.J. Brown on the spot for the third pick in the draft. I wouldn't even think twice about it. I would trade A.J. Brown for the third pick in the draft. In this draft, you have all these quarterbacks. You also have great receivers, including Marvin Harrison. The Eagles could trade A.J. and swap out A.J., for a younger AJ, for Marvin Harrison, for a guy that people think is going to be a great player. Over the next 4 years, Marvin Harrison will cost, or the third pick will cost, $35 million against the cap. AJ will cost $90 million. Okay, he might be just as good of a player within a short period of time. Teams don't usually have this many highly priced receivers and quarterbacks. It's working now. It might not work in 2 years. They might have to move off one of these guys. And Hugh, maybe, after last year, this whole thing could use a little shakeup. And I don't think you'd get worse. Right now, I know AJ's a great player. Maybe Marvin isn't ready to be that on day one, but he might be pretty soon. I don't think the Eagles would be that much worse. And if something weird is going on, and we've wondered all for the last 5 months if something weird's going on, if I could get the third pick in the draft for A.J. Brown, if the Patriots want him that bad, Hugh, I would do it. Hugh, what do you think? The idea of if the Pats want him, they got to give the third pick in the draft, I'd do it.
I'm with you on that, and I'm going to tell you why. I like A.J. too, but I don't like the way this played out. I really don't. I don't like the fact that he changed his profile picture to Tom Brady. And I don't like the fact that then he then proceeded to try to walk it back and say that it was not a big deal. Now, let me just say this, because I know there's a lot of people out there probably saying, well, Hugh, you know, that's kind of idiotic for you to think that way because it's not that big of a deal. Let me tell you the thing that I've realized, especially about social media. Yeah, you're right. It's not a big deal. But perception is reality, especially in this day and age. Think about all of the things that social media means to us that might not mean a thing. To think about how when you unfollow somebody or you block somebody, the message that sends when somebody does that, like you're excommunicated, you can't be a part of their friend circle or things of that nature. And you also have to know, Emmitt Smith is my frat brother. I grew up, I was a Dallas Cowboys fan when I was in college. But when I came to Philadelphia Eagles, guess what I did not do anymore?
Well, you stopped talking about Emmitt Smith.
Stop talking about him. Stop associating anything with the Dallas Cowboys because it doesn't make sense to do that when people tend to read into every move that you make, especially on social media. And like I said, I'm not a fan of A.J. Brown's, but I'm a fan of this team. And if that has the potential of being a distraction, I don't want it, especially on a team that has a lot of distractions last year that we didn't even address. We didn't even address some of these distractions. We have our quarterback reflective about the past transgressions that have happened on this football team. And then we got another receiver talking about he's a Tom Brady fan and he just wanted him to be his profile picture. Listen, if you're not happy where you are, even though you said you were, I'm okay with that. I'm not mad. If it gives me an opportunity to go get somebody who actually wants to be here, then so be it. If that's what you want to do or if that's where you want to be, fine. I'm not holding any grudges against you. Let's just move on and get somebody that actually wants to be here.
Also, I don't buy his explanation yesterday. I mean, like, I'm not bent out of shape that he changed his profile picture to Tom Brady. I don't care.
It's passive aggressive, Joe.
But I don't – you're right. I agree with you. It's also I don't believe him. So he's – if we connect the dots here, right, we're getting reporting, and Albert Breer is one of the most plugged-in NFL reporters out there, okay? If he's saying the Patriots inquired about A.J. Brown, they called the Eagles or whatever, and they had a conversation, and the Eagles said no. You don't think A.J. Brown knows that? Of course he does.
Yeah.
He knows that, whether through his agent or whatever. He knows that the Patriots called about him, and then he just so happened to be watching The Dynasty the next day or two, the documentary about the Patriots, and just so happened to want to put his admiration for Tom Brady out there. Come on. Like, we're not that stupid. I mean, we're not that stupid. This was his response to the rumors and whatever. And I'm older than this now. I'm not 25. I know this is the way younger people live. They passive aggressively react and do things on social media, like when they like you said, unfollow people or follow people. It's not a coincidence. He wanted this out there,
and he put it out there,
and now we're talking about it, and that's fine. And like, I'm not mad at A.J. Brown.
Not at all.
But if there's an opportunity here for the Eagles to trade him for the third pick in the draft, I'll do it. Now, I'm not dumping him. I'm not giving him away for nothing. He's a great player, and he's a productive
player.
Hell of
a player.
And he helped the Eagles make the Super Bowl 2 years ago. But if the Patriots want him that bad, and you heard it there, they called the Eagles. They inquired. Well, they have an amazing asset right now. They have the third pick in the draft. And look, usually you're that high, Hugh, you're taking a quarterback. Well, the Eagles don't need to draft a quarterback. But if you're up that high in this draft, it's either quarterback or receiver. A lot of them, we've done all these mock drafts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Almost all of them, the first five or six picks are quarterbacks.
Or receivers.
And receivers, right? And the first one usually is Marvin Harrison Jr. That's the thing that hits me here. It's like in some years you might say, we're going to trade him for the third pick and then draft what? Another quarterback, an offensive tackle? Marvin Harrison Jr. is a rare kind of receiver coming out of the draft where everyone seems to think he's a lock to be a Pro Bowl, maybe an All-Pro player.
Man, listen, I remember watching him at Ohio State, watching him play, and I remember some of the passes that he caught. I was like, shucks, he's ready to be an NFL player, like, right now. Like, he really is.
This guy's amazing.
He really is.
He reminds me of when Larry Fitzgerald was in college. You felt that with him at Pitt. Yeah. Like, oh, he's just going to come in the league and for 15 years he'll catch the ball. If the Eagles could swap A.J. Brown and turn it into Marvin Harrison, I'm in.
And another thing, it's like, again, I like A.J., and I'm not mad at A.J., and I'm not about to sit on this station this morning and bash him, but that's a little much.
That's goofy stuff.
That's a little much for you to sit there and say, like, you know, like you don't know what you did. I mean, you exactly know what you did. A.J.'s a smart guy. He's a smart guy, and he's even alluded to the fact that he knows how this NFL works. People call about people all the time. And if you got that information from your agent that they called and you felt some kind of way and then you changed your screensaver, that's fine. I'm not mad about that. And I'm not calling you a liar or saying anything like that. But if that's where your heart is right now, then so be it. So be it.
Well, it could be a win-win. I mean, everyone could win. The Patriots seem to be desperate for a wide receiver, desperate for weapons. And the Eagles, you know, they're not going to trade AJ unless they get something significant back. This is significant. The third pick in the draft is significant. 215-592-9494. I know right now we're like, oh, Howie's a genius. It doesn't matter the salary cap. There's only been one team in NFL history to have two $20 million a year wide receivers. Within 2 years, that team got rid of both those guys. Mike Williams, Keenan Allen. I don't know if it's a long-term thing to have A.J. and Devontae and Jalen making this much money. Could it last for the next 2 years? Yeah. Is it a four-year thing? I don't know. You get Marvin Harrison and you reset the money. 4 years, 35. That's what the third pick will make. A.J. will make 4 years, 90. Is the gap between A.J. Brown and Marvin Harrison Jr. going to be $55 million over the next few years? I don't know about that. A.J. Brown, ironically, the last time there were some trade rumors, he called in a WIP. Here's what he said to Ike and Jack back in February, March, whenever that was, about all this and about his want to be here.
Let's get to it. I think the first thing most Eagles fans want to know is your state of mind, your happiness with being an Eagle currently and moving forward. Let's start with that one, about your feelings about being a Philadelphia Eagle now and for the foreseeable future.
I have no problem. I want to be here. It's as simple as that. I love where I'm at. As simple as that. Next question.
I have no problem. Simple as that. I want to be here. All right. Well, if you want to be here, you probably will be here, unless the Patriots offer me the third pick. If I'm Howie Roseman and I get a call from Elliot Wolf up in New England, and that call says, would you do it for the third pick? The car is sent to AJ's house immediately to pick him up and send him straight up to New England. 215-592-9494.
If that's what we wanted to be, Joe, that's fine. I mean, you know, hell, I grew up a Raiders fan. I mean, you know, even though I probably would want to go play for him now, but I mean that's okay.
I don't know
okay.
If they want you now.
Yeah, they probably not right now, but yeah, definitely would not be upset about that.
No, and I think it'd be good for both sides. I would do it. 215-592-9494. Would you trade AJ for the third overall pick in this draft? The Patriots reportedly inquired recently to go trade for AJ Brown. Kyle, what are you feeling on this? As this one kind of came out of left field, but the whole thing yesterday, I knew there was something else going on. Like, that's weird, the Brady thing. And then we get the story at night that, oh, no, actually the Patriots called.
The number three overall pick would be Marvin Harrison Jr., right? Somebody of that caliber.
That would be the first thought I would have. That if they got that pick, they would pick Harrison.
A great wide receiver, or somebody that we would hope could be a top wide receiver in the NFL. You know what we have in A.J. Brown? A guy who is an established top wide receiver in the NFL. I mean, we know this about him. And as much as I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is a great prospect and he's going to be a great NFL player, I really don't have any doubts about that. But the fact of the matter is, there is always an inherent risk with a draft pick.
Don't be afraid to change,
with a rookie.
Kyle.
Hugh.
Don't be afraid to change, Kyle. Sometimes change.
Hold on. I want to win the Super Bowl this year. I don't know, as much as I think I know what I'm getting with Marvin Harrison Jr., I don't actually know. What I can be sure about is that I have one of the best wide receivers in the league on this team under contract already.
Will we help you out with this?
No, I don't. In 2 years from now, if his contract's up, we don't pay him. Okay, maybe, you know, draft a wide receiver to boost the room a little bit.
Sure.
If you want to get a guy in the second round, or even hell at 22, I'd be good with drafting Brian Thomas Jr., Xavier Worthy, just to sort of have that contingency plan in place for when that does happen. But I don't want to do a one-for-one replacement for A.J. Brown, an established wide receiver, for a rookie.
Listen.
when I need to win the Super Bowl this year. I'm not doing it.
Listen, Marvin Harrison Jr. is a matchup nightmare for anybody in our division right now. Like, I hear what you're saying. He's a matchup nightmare. All Jalen Hurts has to do is just throw it up and he can go get it. The dude, like, what, 6'3", 6'4", and he got burners. He got flat-out burners. You know who this is to me? Body type? Randy Moss.
Woo! He's not like quite
body
as tall.
Type, but, like, but, like, body type, yeah. Like, slender. You know what I mean? Can stretch the defense.
Sure.
Randy Moss.
Well, you know what it is, you know what it is to me? Because Kyle's mentioning, like, he wants to win the Super Bowl this year. And the kind of the fear factor of we're trading away a known for a kid who has to still get his feet wet, right? He'll be a rookie. You know, Ja'Marr Chase was a rookie when the Bengals went to the Super Bowl. So, mm-hmm. Sometimes greatness pops in the league, and quarterback's different. But, like, wide receiver, get open and catch the ball. I mean, like, the physical skill sometimes just takes over. I have no qualms about Marvin Harrison translating right away, and you're resetting the clock on the money. You're giving yourself more flexibility down the line. And, okay, so Kyle said something there that makes sense, that AJ's a known skill-wise, right? He's a known. You know what AJ isn't a known with, Hugh, moving forward? Personality, locker room stuff. Is he all in? Is he going to be all in and a good soldier on this sideline every game? I don't know that. I'm not saying he's a bad dude. And he seemed like he came off that he wanted to win when he was on with Jack and Ike. And I appreciate that. I've enjoyed watching him play for the Eagles for the past couple of years. Been an enormous trade for the Eagles from what they did 2 years ago. But I don't know. I mean, we've seen this before. Receivers and the relationships with the quarterbacks. Look at Stephon Diggs. Look what happened up in Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
It was magic with him and Josh Allen, Hugh, for a couple years. What happened the last couple years? It deteriorated.
Yeah.
Something happened with those two, and what'd they do this offseason? They dumped him to the Texans.
I think in this situation, and again, let me reiterate, not mad at AJ for anything that he did on Twitter. Twitter, that's where we live at now, and everybody jumps to conclusions on Twitter. And he said that it wasn't a big deal, so be it. I'm not calling him in a lot. But here's the reality of the situation. There's something there. And if he doesn't want to be here in this locker room that is fragmented and we still don't know what's wrong with it, I want to start this season with a clean slate. With a clean slate. I don't want any of this animosity from last year to be a part of what we're trying to accomplish this year. And if that's how he feels, if he wants to change his profile picture to Tom Brady, and he wants to follow Jacoby Brissett, and he wants Jacoby Brissett to throw passes to him, then so be it. That if that's what you want to do,
go ahead.
Then so be it. We're trying to accomplish something here. If you feel so strongly about the Patriot way, and the fact that that team has, that, think about that for a minute. You followed Jacoby Brissett. You follow. That's the quarterback that you followed because that's who you want to throw you passes. Hey, bro, do what's best for you. I am a proponent of you being as happy as you want to be. And if playing for the Patriots is your Waterloo, if that makes you happy, if that's your kumbaya moment, if that makes you feel good, then be it.
Go
so be it.
Go for it. 215-592-9494. Last thing, and then all your phone calls coming up here. You know, when the Reddick trade went down, a lot of the people that talked themselves into it, not you know, naming any names, but people that talked themselves into the Reddick thing mentioned there was a little disconnect last year, right, on that side of the football. Maybe mm-hmm. it's best if we shake things up. Different people, different vibes. I could say the same thing about the offense. The offense stunk down the stretch. They were out of sync, out of balance. Maybe there was a disconnect on that side, and maybe a little different mix could make the team better. 215-592-9494. Let's get you all your takes on this, because I think there's certainly something that brewed here. Now, it might be done. It might be kiboshed by Howie, and it's not going to happen. But sometimes, and oftentimes in the NFL around the draft, when there's smoke, there's fire. And if Howie is accepting the phone call and the Patriots are making the phone call, one of these parties obviously believes there's a conversation to be had. Let's go to the phone lines here. Let's go to T. Eagle in North Philly. What's up, T. Eagle?
Yo, like, why is we even talking about this A.J. Brown getting traded, like, getting rid of him and stuff? Like, he's going to be here. He wants to be here. Why even talk about it?
Because if they could get the third pick in the draft, I would do it.
Wait a minute. Before you start, did you hear anything that we said we kind of set this thing up before we start? It's not like we woke up this morning and just said we're going to drum up controversy. That's not what we're doing.
I get you, Hugh. But listen, though. He wants to be here, Hugh. Like, he wants to be here. He's a great receiver. We have great chemistry with Devontae, everybody. Mm-hmm. We have great chemistry. Like, what's the point of even drumming up all this extra stuff about getting rid of him, what we can get for him. He's an Eagle.
Hold on. Every player is an Eagle until they're not. Like, that's the way this works. They're here until they're not. Like, I don't want to dump him. I'm with you. He's a great player. But if they want him that bad and they offer the third pick in the draft, I got to make that deal.
So, listen, we get the third pick in the draft, right? We get Marvin Harrison or whoever y'all talking about getting, right?
Yep.
Is he going to solidify us getting the Super Bowl this year like A.J. Brown would?
I don't think it's a given T that AJ is going to get us a Super Bowl. But let me ask you this: are you on social media?
I'm on social media, Hugh. I'm a big fan of you, Hugh.
I appreciate you, bro. But this is what I'm going to ask you. You know, so you know the social media etiquette and how it works. So, my thing is this: I cannot say that it's nothing when you go and follow the Patriot. You put Tom Brady as your screensaver. You go follow Jacoby Brissett and do all this other stuff. Now, you know, like we know social media, and where there's smoke, there's fire. He might deny that there's something there, but there's something to that. Because we've seen too many times where people, when they get mad, just like when, like, who was it? Darius Slay was following Joe Giglio. Then all of a sudden, Joe said some stuff about him. He blocked him. So that there's nothing there?
I mean, I get you.
You see what I'm saying?
I get you. I don't got nothing to say about that. I get you. But I'm just saying, as far as the other stuff, like, it's probably not y'all, but I still, like, I listen every day. I hear some of the stuff about, you know, what about, you know, AJ drumming up mischief in the locker room and all this other extra stuff. I just say, listen, let us be great, man. We're a good team. Let us be great, man. We're going to win a Super Bowl this year, man. I hope so,
T. But when stuff like, I'm an AJ fan, and I have been champion his cause since I've been here. But stuff like this, man, makes it kind of hard for me to ride with you when you're doing stuff like this, causing dissension in the ranks. It really does.
You're right. I got you, man.
Yeah, T-Man, we appreciate the phone call.
Appreciate you calling, man. Appreciate
here's
that.
The thing. I think the idea of trading him for a rookie, Kyle brings up a very fair point. There's no lock that Marvin Harrison in year one is as good as A.J. Brown. In fact, he probably won't be year one, right? It takes time. A.J. Brown in year one is not as good as A.J. Brown in year four or five of his career. I get all that. But there's other parts to this. I keep hearing, I mean, Kyle and I have lost our minds the last month, people telling us there was something wrong with the defense, so get rid of Hassan Reddick. Can I make the same claim on the offense? Like, yeah, something's got to shake something up. So, like, yes, I can. I'm doing it right now. And then I get the third pick back, and I reset with a tremendous wide receiver prospect. Again, this isn't for a second or third or fourth round pick.
It's for a third pick.
It's a third pick in the draft. In a draft that every mock says they're all quarterbacks and receivers going high. So you move off the quarterbacks. Not going to take a quarterback. You get Marvin Harrison Jr.
He's not as fast as Randy Moss. He ain't that fast, but he's pretty decent. He can stretch the field a little
bit. He reminds me of Larry Fitzgerald, like just smooth route runner, great hands.
He can catch, bigger body,
obviously,
bigger target.
Obviously, we know the lineage with his dad, who was an amazing player for the Indianapolis Colts.
His dad was a whole problem.
Of course he was. One of the great route runners in NFL history. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot cooking here. A lot to discuss on this. Would you trade AJ for the third pick? No, I actually think the Patriots are going to offer that high of a pick. Probably not, but if they want him that bad, if I'm Howie, I'd say, all right, give me the third pick overall, and we'll talk. 215-592-9494. That's A-Hop, where we'll come back. It is a tri-day. We'll tell you where our heads are at today on this Friday for a tri-day. And there's also another way to do this. I'll give you another twist on this. If the Eagles get the third pick, it doesn't have to be Marvin Harrison. They actually could build a super team if Howie gets creative. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.